reason why we're getting you to get some drinks right now and hang out and sip and, you know, have a conversation with us is because Doc Talk actually started in a hotel bar. It was my mom, Amy, in case you didn't know, that's my mom already. But it was Amy sitting in a hotel bar with someone who I consider a very close mentor of mine, Captain Jeff Monroe with the International Association of Maritime Port Executives. Unfortunately, he could not be here today because he's in Hawaii living it up. But fortunately, we have Jason with Open Tug. So he's going to help us out today, and he's going to talk to Amy.
What up, Amy?
But so, yeah, this podcast started in a hotel bar. You know, the drinks were flowing. We were sipping. We were talking, chatting. But we were really just talking about all the things going on in the industry, all of the tea, as I like to say, all the gossip. But I realized that there's no podcast, there's no conversational talk show, really, of anything going on in the industry. And if you know, there's always stuff going on. Personnel changes, you know, we talk about that all the time. I won't drop any now. You have to go watch the podcast if you want to hear about it. But we talk about super fun things, talk about new innovative technology. But so today we're going to be hearing about Open Tug and some of the awesome stuff that they've got going on. I'm going to turn the floor over now. Oh, wait. Actually, I need to touch really quickly. We have a drinking game going on, too. So after you get your margaritas and you come and you sit down and hang out with us, I can't say the words because I don't want them to know. But there's trigger words. So every time they say something specific, that's your cue to drink. The goal is to have a good time. Okay.
Without driving. Nobody may drink and drive. We want everybody to get home safely, but we want you also to have a good time while you're here. So
yes.
Be safe.
And before you start drinking too much, just remember, if you're going on the port tour tonight, that the bus will pick you up at 5 under the Sky Bridge. If we'll remember that, we'll be all set. Okay, let's get going.
Thank you. So again, this is our...
I can't see you guys. What? Oh, and it's National Maritime Day, in case you guys didn't know that.
Happy National Maritime Day.
That's awesome. Okay, we'll let them go.
So this is our season finale of season 2 of the Doc Talk episode. And if you'll remember, we started this season 2 off with a very special guest, the Maritime Administrator Ann Phillips. Which is kind of a little bit, if you will, related to what I wanted to talk to you about, Jason.
Let's hear it, Amy. I'm excited to be here.
Well, first of all, many of you remember, I think our first run-in, our first introduction with Jason was in 2021 when Jason came to Biloxi and introduced this innovative idea that he had about crowdsourcing barge freight, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Barge. Okay, that's one of the words. Okay.
And as well.
I want to know, Jason, because this industry is a tough industry to break into, right? We all know each other. We've all been doing business with each other for many, many years. We know who to call for what. So as a new product, as a new innovator and entrepreneur, I want to know, how is it going getting this new product out there, and have you been able to make some progress since 2021?
Well, thanks a lot, Amy. I believe when we first spoke was at Tulsa, Oklahoma, at a really fine IRPT event, and that was really when we were first getting into Open Tug. Amy actually helped me learn quite a bit about barge transportation. I came from a different sector of the barge world on the blue water side of the market. But ultimately, we would be moving these tugboats and large floating steel objects. I won't say it because I don't want to get everyone really drunk all the time. To and from Alaska, we'd always come back one way empty. And that kind of triggered an idea for me. Hey, maybe we could help more people leverage backhauling barges. And it took a long time to start learning about this market, and going to IRPT was my real introduction to the inland rivers, which in my opinion is the most exciting form of inland transportation. Nowhere else in the world has inland rivers quite like America. I just got back from Rotterdam, actually, the other day. And they have an interesting type of barges out there, whole families living on these barges.
Cheers.
I won't make you guys drink alone. But long story short, that first introduction was extremely impactful. Barges have been the same way for many, many years. They were building the pyramids using them, and the structure hasn't changed a whole lot since. So it took a long time to learn how it all works, but since then it's been going really well. We were able to raise a venture capital round from some of the best software investors in the world. We raised about $3.5 million at the beginning of this year and have been growing quickly, working with some of the leading industry carriers and shippers.
I like it. So over this past year, and actually the last couple of years, we've seen some natural disasters in the form of, you know, drought on some of our river systems. Unfortunately, we've seen some lock failures as well. We saw the Demopolis lock failure over on the Tennessee River. Unfortunately, then we also saw Holt go down on the Tennessee River. Now, when that happens, there seems to be a big rush and almost kind of panic from the shipper's perspective. Oh my gosh, I can't move my freight down the Tennessee River like I used to, like I'm accustomed to. And now they're scrambling. They're like, we're going to truck everything over to somewhere on the Mississippi, but where do we go, right? And in all of those instances, I've called you up and I'm like, Jason, I got a customer. I don't want to take it away from this area over here on the Tennessee River, but I do know that they need to make a shift somehow. And in all of those cases where I'm like, I've got a shipper in crisis, you've been able to come through.
I appreciate it, Amy, and it's always great to get to work on deals with you. I think you make a really great point. Is there's a lot of unknowns that happen on the river system, and not only just whether a lock will be open or whether there's going to be high water, but a lot of people don't even understand where to begin when it comes to leveraging rivers. There's over $30 trillion worth of freight activity in America, and just 10%, a couple percent of that currently moves on the river. And I've gone around to a lot of shows that aren't barge focused, and there many people have no idea really how they could leverage barge transportation. So it's not just the people who are already in the mode and needing to find ways to get capacity, but it's also getting those logistics managers and people making the calls about how they're going to move their cargo over the long run to start understanding how they can use marine transportation. And one thing that I think technology is going to enable to solve big problems is helping bring just-in-time supply chains to the barge world. I think being able to give predictability into how long something's going to take, when it's going to get there, and how much it's going to cost will give a lot of those people who are sitting in manufacturing jobs, textiles, all the products that aren't necessarily perishable, it'll make it much easier for them to leverage barges.
Totally agree. And we can't undervalue when we talk about, say, container on barge, right? So doing a dry bulk freight, calling Jason up saying, or using the very user-friendly interface, again, I think it feels much like Southwest Airlines is how easy the interface is. But when we're crowdsourcing shippers that are shipping containers, so, you know, I speak at those National Association of Foreign Trade Zone conferences each year, and actually just did it two weeks ago. And of course, again, Ralph Lauren and Puma and Adidas, they're there in the audience. And I'm like, you know, we can ship your goods, your clothing, and we're not just like throwing them all in the barge anymore. Like, we can put them on a container very nicely and ship them up the river, and they're going to be dry. Well, give us a try. Let us do it. Oh, but we need 72 bargefuls or 72 containers to fill a barge. Well, no, not if you contact Jason, because Jason can put Puma and Adidas and Mazda and Toyota together, and maybe each only needs three or two, or one has five and one has seven. But now you can make it cheaper for all the shippers in the barge.
Certainly. And actually, going to Europe, I was able to see how they do it in a big way all across the Rhine River. Most of these barges have many different shippers leveraging that same capacity. So being able to give shippers visibility and helping them understand when and where those barges are going makes it easy for them to move cargo a lot cheaper. And with that large container port opening up in New Orleans, it's going to open way more doors for this to happen. And I think all the great terminals as part of the IRPT will get to see, you know, the benefits of that over the long run as more of that cargo is moving up from the Gulf and into the inland and upper waterways. It'll be exciting to see how much more opportunities that opens for everybody.
So give me an idea on the amount of growth that you've had here. How many terminals have signed up to be a part of the Open Tug platform as a terminal open for business? We welcome your cargo. We accept new business.
We have about 280 terminals that are on our platform now that are receiving requests from shippers that are looking to move cargo on the marketplace, and about 100 tug and barge operators on all corners of the U.S. Our software is also helping power the container ships going to Alaska and Puerto Rico, and we've helped process $180 million worth of freight for those shipping lines.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
It's been exciting.
Yeah. How many of those 200-some-odd terminals, are any of them public ports? Do you have any public ports in addition to that 200?
Primarily, we've been working with independent terminal operators, but we're interested in working with many public ports. I think the easier we can make it for shippers all over the world to understand where the infrastructure is, the easier it is, even if they're not looking to ship today, but giving them an idea of where they can be loading and unloading, and just removing all the possible barriers they have to leveraging rivers is super important. Like, there's no reason that we should make information hard to find when it's coming to commercially marketing material. And it's more than just necessarily a name, but, you know, how much capacity is around that area and, like, what type of equipment cranes are available. It makes it a lot easier for even those freight forwarders as well. Those freight forwarders are digging all over the time. They're looking for this type of information, and making it easier just cuts the barriers between those transactions happening.
And so, speaking of the freight forwarders, the 3PLs, the 4PLs, et cetera, do you feel like you have the audience? Do you feel like they understand it? Should we as an industry be out in front of them more so than we are now?
I would say it's definitely important to get in front of those freight forwarders and 3PLs because they're usually the ones making the decisions on behalf, or they're bringing the options to many times the BCOs. Sometimes you see a lot of BCOs doing it themselves, but they're doing a lot of the work for you. So if you get in front of them, you get in front of a lot of BCOs.
How about you personally? Have you spoken at any of the conferences, the freight forwarder conferences?
Definitely. Break Bulk Houston's coming up. If you've gone to that one, it's a great one. There's a lot of freight forwarders, shippers there alike. I'm sure, hopefully I'll see many of y'all down there too. It's a good time, and I get to connect with a lot of them out there.
Awesome. So that brings me to, I'm gonna full circle this around. Remember the first episode of season 2 of Doc Talk, we hosted the administrator, Ann Phillips, with Maritime Administration. And I'm going to continue to push this legislatively, but I also want to push it internally with our cooperation or our agreements and coordinated efforts with Maritime Administration. But I want to encourage you, Jason, at Open Tug, and all of us as an industry to encourage some interagency type of networking and coordination here. And what I mean by that is the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has a SmartWay program. This SmartWay program is a program that identifies shippers that are interested in shipping green. They want to be in a green supply chain. Now, whether that means they're using a green certified carrier, that green certified carrier could be River, Road, and Rail. It could mean Trucking Company Jones now uses hydro fuel or carbon sensitive. I don't even know the right words for this, but it's a greener fuel. It's not a diesel type of fuel. Well, because a shipper is using a carrier that uses a sustainable fuel, that means they're now shipping green. Obviously, I've asked EPA for that contact list, and they're not going to give it to me.
No.
But what the point is there's a whole big list of shippers out there that want to be a part of a green supply chain. And what's greener than the waterways?
There ain't nothing greener than the right? waterways. And it's not only enough to just ship green. They actually want to be able to show and report on how green they're shipping. So recently, our company, OpenTech, we've been developing a lot of software products for barge companies, towboat companies, and shippers as well. And we now enable them to basically report on the emissions they reduce every time they ship by barge. And that gives them an aggregated number over every shipment they do with us, basically the reduction they've added by using a barge opposed to truck. And they can take that to their investors. And for publicly traded companies, it's a huge benefit for them.
So how do we get in front of all of these shippers that want to go green?
Google advertising is a great place to start.
Google it. I love it.
A combination of making an interface that's easy for people to quickly ask the questions that they need to ask and get answers, and then targeting that on keywords with other, you know, helpful inbound marketing content. OpenTug is starting to rank pretty high on the internet for shipping via barge, and you know, we try to help capture those people who are looking, hey, I'm looking to move cargo greener on the inland waterways. We give them an easy way to go and get connected with the right people to move their freight, the right capacity. And another benefit, I would say, of barge transportation that a lot of people don't realize is the fact that while barges are slower, it could be used as a benefit for people who can plan their supply chain. And you can actually use the barges as floating storage when you need to.
Oh, yeah, that's a great benefit for sure. So, again, we want to, you know, kind of look at this from the aspect of a legislative shift and incorporate within a maybe a MARAD reauthorization in the NDAA as a shipper education program. We want to get out in front of those shippers at different conferences, maybe encourage a little interagency cooperation. And what I mean by that is we would love Maritime Administration and our Department of Transportation to be working with the EPA. We want MARAD out in front and center in some of the conversations that EPA is having with their SmartWay partners to educate them that, yes, the rivers exist, and let us help you by trying to put you basically in touch with an easy button at OpenTug. So if you're unfamiliar with, man, that tape is really loud. If you're unfamiliar with how to use the river or who can use the river, who's available, open for business, here's also OpenTug that can help you get there.
Definitely.
Amen. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I think that's really well put. A lot of times people have big questions when it comes to shipping. The biggest things are, you know, well, one, what mode should I use? And we want to make sure that barge transportation is something that's always top of mind when possible. Then they want to know how long is it going to take and how much will it cost? And those are two things that OpenTug has invested a lot of resources into helping answer with a click of a button.
Well, congratulations on success. I hope that we can continue to grow our industry, our shipper base, expand our commodity portfolio at our different terminals all over the nation. And I hope that they will sometimes use OpenTug to help them get there.
Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.